Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Do you remember Dr. Anthony Fauci? I think many of you will recall. Many of you will have heard the name. Of course, he went into the oblivion, pretty much, out of public view when he stepped down, when he retired, I should say. But he was still back in public view this week when he testified in front of a subcommittee. Now, this testimony was something to behold, and the New York Post published an interesting analysis on June 4, saying this: as 2 weeks to stop the spread turned into 2 years of moving the goalposts, it was clear the doctor was developing a God complex, and much of our media became higher clergy genuflecting at every turn, in other words, falling down on their knees in worship. Many adherents found in Fauci a religious purpose, with a mask and a needle serving as virtue symbols, and trust the science as their main recitation. Anyone with questions or objections was a heretic, to be shamed. We were forced to mold our society around these arbitrary and draconian rules. Parents who advocated for schools to reopen were ostracized and called grandma killers. There was no humility, no openness from Fauci and company, only suppression and control. He leaves in his wake a tidal wave of American distrust in institutions and an absolute inability to see his role in dissolving that trust. There was no guilt admission. There was no recognition that what he had said was wrong, what he had recommended was wrong, was terrible, was awful, destroying the lives of many people. Nothing like that. Breitbart wrote on June 3, Dr. Anthony Fauci refused to disavow business, church, and school closures during his testimony before the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic on Monday, while continuing to justify mask and vaccine mandates during a line of questioning with Michael Cloud from Texas. Dr. Fauci's testimony before the subcommittee underscores a shocking lack of accountability, Cloud said. His claims of ignorance about key decisions, whether it's the arbitrary 6-foot distancing rule, school closures, or funding dangerous research in Chinese labs, are both disturbing and unacceptable. Fauci personifies the systematic failure within our federal agencies, where passing the buck is a norm, not the exception, the congressman continued. During his line of questioning, Cloud went through a list of coronavirus mitigation measures that Fauci supported throughout the pandemic, beginning with business closures, continuing with church closures, mask mandates for adults, mask mandates for children under 5, vaccine mandates for employees, vaccine mandates for students, vaccine mandates for the military. Cloud took a social media comment after his line of questioning, writing, I asked Dr. Fauci a simple yes or no question. Did he believe school, business, and church closures, mask mandates, stay-at-home orders were justified? He refused to disavow those measures despite knowing they were ineffective, the congressman added. Well, let me just say those measures, many of them were just horrible. But again, no admission of guilt, no apology, no recognition. Which means that in a similar situation, he would recommend the same terrible and insane measures. Now, you might say, yeah, but Fauci is gone, he is no longer of any influence, but Fauci might be gone, if he is, but his ideas are still very much alive. We talked about the God complex. I mean, I'm familiar with this concept many, many years ago when I grew up in Germany, Germans would talk about doctors as the guards in white, not because they deserved that title, but because that is what they thought they were, and you were not allowed to question their judgment in any manner, shape, or form. And far too many have followed their directives. You see, during the last pandemic, many just buckled. And the question I have for you is, if the next pandemic strikes, and it will they buckle again? They say, oh, no. This time we will not stand for that. Well, they said the same last time. I found an interesting article published by Rebel News on June 1 because it goes much deeper, apparently, with Fauci. Fauci had ideas, but they might not have originated with him. This article says, one of the things I hated about the pandemic and the lockdowns was, it was as if every country was acting in lockstep. It's as if everyone was following Anthony Fauci in the United States. I can say that about Germany. They had the same ridiculous measures, some of which, many of which, were found unconstitutional by courts. Did this all come from Fauci? No, there was definitely consultation there between Fauci and, for instance, the German health minister. But I think it goes deeper than that. The article continues. What I think we should take away from that is that the decisions in your town, in your school, at your workplace, were not made in your town, at your school, in your workplace. Odds are they were concocted at the World Health Organization. That's where the guidance came from. COVID-19 was one of the worst things that ever happened to us. It destroyed our lifestyle, destroyed our income, destroyed our family connections, destroyed our sense of community, destroyed our civil liberties. It was the worst moment in many people's lives. But for the public health bureaucrats, especially the globalist ones who are not rooted in any jurisdiction, it was the best time of their lives. They had power. They had respect. They were on TV every day. Those people want another pandemic so they can offer themselves up as the solution and their plans and their budgets and their powers. Did you buckle last time? We had written a booklet, Obeying God Rather Than Man, in 2020, where we addressed these issues. These issues are relevant today and in the near future as well. You know, people are still being persecuted and prosecuted in free countries, so to speak. Think of Canada. And unfortunately, those two words are words which have sadly become somewhat synonymous. This pastor stood up to those ridiculous measures imposed by a dictatorial government in Canada. But most people didn't stand up. Most churches didn't stand up either. And they followed the guards in white. They followed the Faucis. They followed the God of this world, Satan the devil. They didn't follow the true God who is telling us how to worship him. They buckled. Did you buckle? Will you buckle again? Please read this free booklet because it addresses these issues and other questions. Questions like, does anything what I have talked about today have to do with the mark of the beast, written about in the book of Revelation? And you might be surprised to learn, yes, it has a lot to do with it. So please read this free booklet and ask yourself the question, what will I do next time? Will I stand up for God, or will I stand up for the God of this world? Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.